This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
Is the man, the myth, the legend, that is Joe Shad. How you doing, my man? You doing all right?
Doing well, Big O. How are you?
Very good. Can't complain. Talk to me a little bit about this coaching search, because it somehow or another, I don't know what's going on, but they may want to talk to Flores again with the G-men. The Polian thing in Chicago looks like maybe that is going to lead to my guy Jim Caldwell going there. Is there a chance that Dable falls here now? Is that how the dominoes might be falling in place if Flo goes to the Giants?
I hope so. I'd love to see Brian Flores with the New York Giants. He's a Brooklyn guy. Let's see how he plays in that New York market and that New York audience.
Oh, it'll be great. The disaster will be beautiful. It'll be so awesome.
It'll
be glorious.
It'll be Adam Gase-like.
Yes. Without the eyes.
The pizza. That was one of the great...
Great, the tacos
online.
The tacos. Deal. Remember the tacos?
Hey, listen, I'm sure the Dolphins are hoping that Brian Dable is available, that he does not join his Buffalo Bills counterpart with the New York Giants. This is not ideal in terms of the number of job openings now with Sean Payton becoming the ninth job opening. There are some reports that Byron Leftwich is the strong leader to become the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. So that'll be interesting to see. That seemed like a no-brainer, common sense hire all along. And for the Dolphins, Dable would be the most common sense, no-brainer, logical hire. I mean, you weaken the Buffalo Bills, you hire their offensive coordinator, the guy who's changed the trajectory of Josh Allen into one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So that's the one that makes the most sense. And, you know, after that, there's a lot less obvious choices, even though I think Dan Quinn would be okay if he had the right offensive coordinator.
It was so inconsistent, those teams in Atlanta with him. They were so streaky. He just does nothing for me whatsoever, man. That's one that does. And the other one is Vance Joseph. Those two, they're kind of like retreads. They've had their opportunities, and it's just sometimes, the next go around you live, you learn, and you get better. I know that happens with some coaches, but man, I almost feel like without Caldwell or Dable, it's almost like I don't know if I can get excited about the coach. It's almost like a wait and see type of thing with the rest of the guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton type of hire for sure. I'm sure that Stephen Ross would love a rock star hire like that. You mentioned Quinn and Joseph having had NFL experience, obviously getting fired. As you know, that has worked out well for a lot of NFL teams in the past, Bill Belichick included, guys who were fired and then go on to great success. I think that Quinn and
How many of those are there outside of Belichick, by the way? How
There's
many of
somewhere
those?
I can Google it.
We talk about that. Now, I'm trying to think about who's the coach that sucked the first go around outside of Belichick, because we always use that as the example. And then I'm trying to think of who's the guy that was terrible.
Pete Carroll got fired.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Or was that once or twice? Was it Jets and Patriots?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, then Seattle. So it was the third go around for him. Who else?
There have been stories written about this, and there are five or six names that are really good.
I'm not on the tip
of my tongue, but they're out there.
I'm usually pretty good at this crap, and I'm trying to think of the guys.
Well, Andy Reid, right?
He was successful in Philadelphia.
So you're saying because he was successful in a previous stop.
Dude, he went to four NFC championship games and a Super Bowl just because he didn't win it.
Idea is just that he's a coach who – he was fired, right?
Joe, we would give limbs to have the career that Andy Reid had in Philadelphia here in Miami. Limbs. Just that. We know there's no Super Bowl, But damn, that was a lot of winning in Philadelphia, dude. I'm trying to there has to be more, and I'm just overlooking them.
Yeah, they might not necessarily be coaches that
Oh, Mike Shanahan, that's a good one. Harold, nice job by you listening, because he sucked at the Raiders, and then he went on to be a stud with Denver. So, yeah, that's a really good one there. Shanahan is definitely one of them. There you go, the listeners.
Yeah, Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians, was he fired by the Steelers?
No, he took over as Indy and was successful. Okay. And then went to Arizona, and he was fine in Arizona. He didn't. Yeah, he was good in Arizona. They went to the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner.
What did he do, retire?
Yeah, I think he had some health issues and then came back to Tampa.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I guess, you know, it's not the same, but he is a guy who had previous head coaching experience and then has found success in his most recent stop. I guess I'm just saying in general, I don't mind the idea that Quinn and Joseph very likely learned some valuable lessons in their previous experience. I think it's a plus, not a minus.
I'm with you. And by the way, John Gruden and Tony Dungy are not examples. Tony Dungy was very successful in Tampa. You know, we got to get off this shit, dude. Just because you don't win a Super Bowl doesn't mean you're not a good coach. Marv Levy is a Hall of Famer. I don't care what anybody tells me. So let's stop with that already, okay? And what was the other one? John Gruden was actually successful in Oakland. He took them to an AFC championship game, I think, and a Super Bowl, right? Did they lose the Super Bowl? Yeah. Yeah, they lost the Super Bowl, right? No, it was just the AFC championship game. And the quarterback got an MVP and everything there. So, no, he was successful. So I wouldn't and Dungy, no. And Dick Vermeil was successful in Philadelphia. Some of you have very little history in your brains of football. Go ahead.
Don Shula had success in.
He got to a Super Bowl, bro, with Johnny Unitas.
But obviously he had been a head coach somewhere else before.
He lost, but he wasn't a disaster like Adam Gase or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick are the two most obvious.
Those are
examples.
People wouldn't have thought
that what happened would happen.
Yeah, those were excellent. Carroll and Belichick are definitely top of the heap right there. Jim Mora. All right, so when do you think this search is going to end? Are you getting a feeling for what happens with the coach?
Well, it's got to be some dominoes, right? You know, who does Denver hire? Do they take Dan Quinn off the table? Who does the Giants hire? Who did the Giants hire? Do they take Brian Daboll off the table? I have not heard that the Dolphins were necessarily going to require a second round of interviews because of the thoroughness and comprehensiveness of the initial round. So don't get too worried about the fact that you keep hearing, you know, oh, Daboll had a second interview with the Giants and Quinn had a second interview with the Broncos and the Bears. Now, don't panic about that. Every organization has their own way of doing interviews, but yeah, it's really weird. I mean, it's been more than 2 weeks now and nothing, nobody's been hired. So I think it's a dominoes type thing. It's kind of like free agency, you know, one receiver goes and then another and another, and then you see a run on receivers. I'd like to see this thing wrapped up by the time I head to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama on Monday. I sure hope there's not a press conference while I'm in Mobile, Alabama. You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be resolved by the Senior Bowl, bro.
Yeah.
I don't. I think it's going to be resolved just after the Senior Bowl. I think they might use the Senior Bowl as an interview week. You know what's really interesting, Joe, is that normally you would get the head coach or Chris Greer at the Senior Bowl. You may not get Chris Greer at the Senior Bowl this time.
That
they don't have a decision.
Yeah, if the head coach hasn't been announced, there's no way that Chris Greer is going to hold a news conference.
Right.
I'd like to think that we might casually chat for a few minutes, but I don't think he's going to hold a press conference.
Yeah, I doubt it because you'll pepper him with all kinds of coaching questions that he doesn't want to answer right now because he's in the process of all of that stuff. So, they're probably smart enough to know, yeah, we got to hold off on that press conference. So,
I just thought of this, Big O. You know, there's like five or six offensive tackles at the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
On my radar. And since the Dolphins aren't going to have Lem Jean-Pierre there, I'm thinking that I can put together my notes and then just turn them over to the Dolphins, you know, so that when their coaches come in, they have a head start.
Something tells me your notes will be better than Pepe Le Pew.
I'm going to be like, hey, Chris, you got to take the Northern Iowa guy. Big O taught me how to watch trench drills. And
here you go.
According to my trained eyes, even though Brian Flores would say I'm not in the trenches, according to my trained eyes, the guy from Northern Iowa, no one ran around him the whole week.
That's it. Make sure, Joe.
Really complex, you know.
Here's a little note that, you know, an old grizzled offensive line coach gave me years ago. He goes, watch them on the snap and watch when they make contact. If they blink when they make contact, that's already a negative. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah. If they blink on the contact, that gives the defender a slight edge to make the next move, because by the time he opens his eyes, he has to readjust.
You mean literally blink? They look at his eyes.
They look at it. That's something that they – yeah. There's all kinds of little nuggets that if you sit there with a coach like I've done and you're like, okay, what are you looking for here, there, whatever. And he told me that once. He's like, look at the eyes. I don't like it when they blink.
No, I did not go to
that gives a defender the next step. And then when he opens his eyes, it's another adjustment, like right away. And I'm like, wow, really? But your blinking is so quick. He goes, yeah. And so are the defenders. And so it's like, we teach them to keep their eyes open on contact. Look at your man when you're making contact with him. You know, that's what they do. So you have to then reteach them to keep their eyes open when they make contact.
Well, whoever that coach was, let's go ahead and hire him, and then we'll get him working with Austin Jackson, Solomon Kinley, and Liam Eichenberg.
I can tell you he's worked for about 4 or 5 teams in the NFL, 2 of them in this division.
I'm not going to even try to guess.
No, you won't be able to guess it, but that's not the point. That's just, you know.
Last year I didn't go to the Senior Bowl because of the COVID deal, but they moved it to a new location where they often practice indoors.
South Alabama.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to have a little better look at the drills, you know, better than I get at, like, you know, Dolphins training camp. We used to, they used to let us right down there. That was so much fun.
Yeah, man. The Jimmy and Wanstead days were the best because we were right on the field. We could walk the whole field, man. That was awesome.
Maybe the new coach will be really cool and be receptive to all sorts of ideas, like answering our questions and telling us the truth.
Oh, okay. Okay, but yeah, maybe you'll get a human being and not a robot this time around. Yeah, I hope for your listen, man, I want you guys back in the locker room too, you know, because then I can get some of the great stories that you guys can put together so we
Sean
can find
Payton,
out about
the
these
Saints
guys.
Coach brought that up yesterday in his press conference. I thought that was awesome. He goes, you know, I have respect for the work you guys in the media do, and I have empathy for the challenges that you faced in the COVID era, being unable to develop the relationships with my players. I just love that he said that. I'm like, God, please come to Miami.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, they own his rights. Yeah. Like I've been telling Dolphins, and it looks like he wants to decompress. It doesn't look like he's using this like, no, you need to trade me right now or I'm going to retire for a year or two or whatever, and you guys are screwed and you'll get nothing. It looks like he really needs to decompress for a year.
Yeah, I think 50% he goes the Bill Cowher route where he just actually realizes he likes the life of being on TV and being able to play some more golf. And then 50% he's the Cowboys coach in 2 or 3 years.
Well, he learned what life is without the quarterback. And he's like, dude, if I don't find another one again, do I really want to keep doing this? So maybe you're right. You might be right that a year away he might say, you know what, I won my title. I got nothing else to prove. I'm out of here.
So would you rather go coach Daniel Jones with the Giants, Drew Locke with the Broncos, or Tua with the Dolphins?
Oh, I'll go Tua. I've never been a Daniel Jones guy. I like Drew Locke, actually. I'm one of the few that actually likes Drew Locke. I know he's erratic. I know he has this gunslinger thing in him that you're going to have to somewhat tame a little bit. You never want to take it away from any of these kind of guys. But I just think that with Tua, if you give him the damn line and the coaching, I think he'll be fine. So I'll go Tua.
I have a question for you. I was doing research at like who might be available at like 30 now that the Dolphins unfortunately are picking 30 instead of 15. What if one of the quarterbacks is there? What if Malik Willis from Liberty or the Pitt kid somehow falls out of the top 10? You know, and there's a third quarterback too. It's slipping my mind. He was supposed to be really good. Oh, the North Carolina kid, Sam Howell, I think it is.
Yeah, Sam Howell is awesome.
So
yes.
Is there any scenario, Big O, Mr. Tua, through which you would be comfortable with the Dolphins actually taking a quarterback there, one of those three guys?
I don't.
If the Pitt kid falls from 12 to 30. The New Jersey.
Yeah. Kid. Yeah. No, I like him. I like him, actually.
There's a history of this Pitt guy slipping to the Dolphins, you know.
Well, there was history of one Pitt guy slipping to the Dolphins. The problem I have with that is that you're going to have an opportunity to probably get a real impact player that you need there at middle linebacker, at offensive tackle, at maybe cornerback, because if you do trade X, which I believe they will trade X when it's all said and done, so it'll be Iggy, and then you get another guy.
There's an Auburn kid, but you can't draft the Auburn kid because you just took Igbinoghene. Imagine if Chris Greer takes two Auburn corners at 30 in a 2 or 3 year span. That'd be he was not in last year's draft, was he? Igbinoghene for 2 years, right?
The problem that we don't know is, okay, so if he takes an Auburn kid, does this mean that this is his Auburn kid and then the other guy took the other Auburn kid? Or did Chris Greer screw up with the first Auburn kid, so now he's taking the second Auburn kid? I don't know.
I can guarantee you that.
I think he'll go veteran, bro, by the way. I think they'll go like a veteran that's established, you know. And by the way, the guy that left the year before after he blew out his shoulder moving to safety, does he come back to back up the young kid and maybe take over if Iggy struggles? What do you think?
Who are you talking about? McCain?
Yeah.
To play corner?
Yeah.
He's a safety now.
No, now he's a safety, but he's really a corner.
I like Bobby McCain, but he was a nickel slot corner. You want to talk about bringing guys back? I'd like to see Jarvis Landry come back. Now, he got mad at me because I made a couple of jokes about Cleveland that I didn't know the backstory about how Adam Gase had threatened to ship him to Cleveland. I didn't know all that. I was just making fun of how cold it is in Cleveland. And then he talked about how, you know, Cleveland fans are real football people or whatever, which, you know, they probably are. It's like Buffalo. I mean, there's nothing else to do, right? You wonder, why are these people jumping into tables with no shirts? They got nothing else to do.
Those people are wild, dude. Those people are
I'm
wild.
Not going to apologize for the fact that there's a lot to do in South Florida. If you want to watch the Big O Show, you want to read my columns, you want to do it at the beach, that's fine. You want to do it at the nightclub, that's fine.
That's right. There's
plenty to do. And plenty. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Damn right. You never apologize.
You don't need to live in Cleveland or Buffalo.
Oh, amen.
But point was,
I was just in Cleveland recently, bro, for the Genesis concert, and I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. It's the Genesis concert, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame, and I flew right back.
The only three states I've never been to, Big O. This is pretty impressive. I don't know how many of your guests have only there's 50.
Which one?
Right? So 47 out of 50. Can you guess the three states I've never been to?
Alaska.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna go. You've never been to Idaho.
I have.
You have
Boise State. Remember, I did college football for 11
that's
years.
Right. That's right, you did college.
So where is there no NFL?
So then I'm going north. I'm going North Dakota.
Yes.
And South Dakota.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And Adam Beasley and I were going to do a little drive from Minneapolis or Green Bay, just skim those states, so I could say I've been to them. And
but isn't it un-American? We have to all go to South Dakota anyway, right? We got to go see. You know.
Is that where they have Tua carved out of the?
Yeah, they're adding Tua as the fifth one now. They're in the process of that right now. Tua will be the fifth head on the Mount Rushmore. Okay. Besides that, I also got to go to that biker thing that they've got over there, Sturgis. I got to go. you know, with
Montana is beautiful. Do you watch that streaming show that's very popular, the one with Kevin Costner?
No, I don't. What's it called? Oh, that's that Western one.
It's really good.
It's good. It looked good.
Show on television, Yellowstone.
Okay.
I went to Montana once. Incredibly beautiful. I want to go back. I was trying to get my wife to go to Montana or Idaho or something like that. We've never been to like Lake Havasu or what's that? Lake Tahoe. We've never done that stuff.
I went there for my wedding, for my honeymoon. It was Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Skied Heavenly, I believe is what that mountain is called. Yep. That's there in Lake Tahoe.
Yep.
It's a beautiful. You're going up the gondola and you're just looking down at that lake, and it's just it's picturesque.
You know, Dolphin fans can go this year to San Francisco and Los Angeles. Those are kind of the two cool road trips. We missed out on Las Vegas as in a second straight year because of the Raiders' result in the final week.
But we're going this year for the draft.
The draft is in Las Vegas. Do you go?
We are going. We're covering the draft in Vegas. The show will be there. Yes. Yeah, this show's going to start hitting the road, bro. You know, once all the sponsors are built up, we're hitting the road. And they're getting more of Joe Shad.
I love this, man. I enjoy it.
Wait till you see what we got brewing. It happens already. It's already, if we're finalizing it. I think I told you what I was working on. It's done.
Special events are a good idea.
The only thing that sucks for you is you're gonna have to drive a little bit, but that's all right. It's probably in one of the grooviest places in all of South Florida. Okay, one of the hippest places in all of South Florida, where we're doing this event.
Right, well, I'm gonna have to up my appearance fee, and I'm gonna have a rider? Is that a rider?
Yes. Yes.
So a bottle of Captain.
This is going to be the biggest Dolphin media event that will be held every month. Nobody has ever done anything like this. This is going to be a killer event, man. I'm looking forward. I'm really excited about this.
Well, I hope the Dolphins have a head coach by then.
Let's hope he'll come.
I mean, Dable, Quinn, Vance Joseph, these are really cool guys. They might actually come to the event if you say, hey, drop by.
By the way, do you know Marcel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He joins the family next week.
Good.
So how about that? So it's a nice big family here on the show. Plenty of Dolphins angles being covered here on the program. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Shad Joe. More importantly, folks, subscribe to the Palm Beach Post, please, like I do and many others do, and support Joe and all the great writers there. What are you working on the Palm Beach Post, Joe, so folks can check it out?
Well, I'm actually doing some Senior Bowl research. So I found a few running backs that I think are kind of like in that third, fourth round range.
Nice.
A few receivers in that third, fourth round range. You know, it's kind of, we talk about the Dolphins draft capital. At the moment, they only have three top 100 picks. So that's not a lot. It's not as much as you might like. Everyone says, well, they got the two first rounders.
Well, that's normal. That's normal.
You're right.
They have their normal.
A little spoiled. Yeah, it's like when you get divorced from a rich person and they say that you're supposed to make them, what is that, the lifestyle they're accustomed to.
Right.
Dolphin fans are used to having like three first rounders every year. So this is a little weird.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
You only get three swings.
Dr. Dre had to live that one up. Boy, she wanted to really live the lifestyle. By the way, I bet the Michigan State running back is in that list of yours, right?
Well, he's not at the Senior Bowl, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Unfortunately, most of the top receivers and running backs are not there. And it looked as though a Penn State receiver, who Jahan Dotson, I believe, withdrew. You know how that happens? Sometimes these guys pull out close to the game. And that's unfortunate because that's a guy that's definitely on the Dolphins' radar.
I bet All-Stars has him as a client, too, because they somehow land all the damn Penn State players. All right, man. Good stuff, as always. Follow him on Twitter at Shad Joe. Joe, appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you.
You got it. There you go. Joe Shad and our AmericanDreamLending.com Miami Dolphins report.